Mahmoud's Diary, June 17, 1912, New York. At the request of the friends to take a motion picture of him, Abdu'l-Bahá went to Mr. McNutt's home in Brooklyn. The first scene is a hurried one, showing a ride in an automobile and the respectful reception of the friends. The second scene shows the master walking, moving gracefully about, and talking with his servants, saying, "Observe the power of the ancient beauty and the influence of the greatest name through which he has united us with the people of America in this way. If all the powers of the world had joined forces, still it would have been impossible that hearts could be attracted to such a degree and that we should be assembled in a meeting such as this, with so much love, loving one another, heart and soul. See what the power of Baha'u'llah has done. He has made the people of the East and of the West love one another. But for his power, the holding of such an assembly would have been impossible. Praise be to God that we are united and that we are of one heart and soul." In the third scene, Abdu'l-Bahá is shown walking alone, speaking in a melodious voice, saying, "His signs are manifest, his might is established, his bounty encompasses all, and his mercy is infinite." A fourth scene shows the beloved master sitting among the children of the American friends, both black and white, while the Persian friends stand near him. The fifth scene shows a public meeting as Abdu'l-Bahá moves about addressing the audience. Then follows a scene of farewell with the friends shaking his hand. The friends were very happy at this large meeting. Abdu'l-Bahá's address was this: "Rejoice, rejoice. The sun of reality has dawned. Rejoice, rejoice, the new Jerusalem has descended from heaven. Rejoice, rejoice, the glad tidings of God have been revealed. Rejoice, rejoice, the mysteries of the holy books have been fulfilled. Rejoice, rejoice, the great day has come. Rejoice, rejoice, the banner of the oneness of humanity is hoisted. Rejoice, rejoice, the tent of universal peace is pitched. Rejoice, rejoice, the divine lamp is illumined. Rejoice, rejoice, the breezes of the merciful are wafting. Rejoice, rejoice, the joyful tidings and promises of the prophets have come to pass. Rejoice, rejoice, the glory of Carmel has shed its effulgence on the world. Rejoice, rejoice, the East and the West have embraced. Rejoice, rejoice, America and Asia, like unto two lovers, have joined hands." After the meeting, the master went to visit a Jewish friend, a believer who was ill at his home 40 miles from Brooklyn. He returned to New York at night exhausted.